Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Bum, 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 bum. Doesn't it feel just like more real when you're in a studio, like the heartbeat, the bum, 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 as we're all sitting
all
here?
All of it feels better.
In studio.
I love your house.
Huh?
I love your house.
This is better.
Feels better.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Mm-hmm. This feels like work.
And I mean, it does. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like
we're showing up to work and yeah.
Not that the house doesn't feel like work, but this is like cool.
Well, it feels Fisher Price in comparison, doesn't it?
Right. Like your Fisher Price microphone and headphones that you have in my house compared to like we're at the iHeartRadio room.
There's a gold microphone in this.
You have a real microphone and real headphones.
You guys, I'm not a baby anymore.
So we're in Los Angeles right now. We wanted to just have a quick little Thanksgiving episode. It's going to be very short, but we just want to say hi. We just want to run down a few things, have a few laughs, and then have y'all go on your way because we know you guys are busy this Thanksgiving season. But in LA, though, Kristen, you had some things you wanted to discuss.
Well, LA Jenna's here. LA Jenna drives like a bat out of hell, and I'm confused where my friend is.
Have you never seen her drive? Like, have you ever really ridden
no.
with her? That's what I think is actually going on.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
It was weird that you even wanted to drive, first of all, because I'm not used to that in you. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I was on a really bad after-school special, like I had been kidnapped, and I was being flipped around in the back seat, like being shuffled to and from, and I'm like, what is happening? I mean, if you had a plow on the front of that Suburban, there was about three cars that would have just been shoop, shoop, scooted to the side.
She's a wild driver.
Listen, I am a very defensive, I like to take control. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to...
No, you aren't.
I'm very safe, though.
Mm. Well, that's up for interpretation.
Minus that one moment,
oh, my God. We almost got a wreck.
Well, like I said minus that one moment where
so
I
counted. I counted three
close.
Times.
No, that was like... Did you see the front
no,
of those cars?
No, at that point, I was like, I need to focus on my phone and my safety and make sure my will is updated. I was just making sure that like when I die, Easton gets my stereo, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, woo. But I did have one little oopsie and I go, it was like that moment. I go, my bad.
My B.
I look right at him. I go, my B.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, though, I mean, I'm not like y'all. Mm. I'm a safe driver, especially when my kids are in the car. But when I'm here, I know how to drive in LA. Like if you're not aggressive, you're not going to get out in the lane. Do you know what I mean? Like Easton, Hannah, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like you have to be aggressive because if not, you will not go anywhere.
Alive.
Yeah, you'll get eaten alive.
Yeah.
Just like when every little Midwestern girl comes to Los Angeles, you will get eaten alive in LA.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. I don't know any.
I know this because I was.
LA Jenna.
LA
here.
Jenna.
Is,
yeah.
She's like move. Okay. Okay. And she does like this
her voice
donut.
Did change.
I'm confused how even a Suburban became so small and had such a tight turn radius. Like I never seen anything like that.
It was very close call. But
so on a Thanksgiving episode, I am grateful for my health and safety. LA Jenna.
You're actually a great driver.
Thank you.
You really are.
I really do appreciate
you
that.
Taught me how to drive in LA.
Thank you.
Mean, I'm still a lot more conservative than you are in the driving. Mm. But it's hard when like five cars go on yellow.
Yeah.
Nashville doesn't do that.
No. And also like in the canyons and stuff, like when you're timid going, like, yes, you have to go slow-ish around the corners. But if not, like, again, you just got to like own it.
You're owning it.
You got to own your car and be safe. Safe drivers out there. I will say, though, it is very scary thinking about talking about driving. But don't they say that crashes usually happen the night before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's the biggest bar night of the year.
Right. So instead of that, just stay home. Don't drive. Or get an Uber.
Uber's the good choice.
Uber's the good choice.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're in L.A. Let's share our plans. I'm going to Thanksgiving I'm going to Michigan for Thanksgiving. I was supposed to be in Michigan the full week, but I booked an audition. I don't think I can say what it's for yet.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, things have been changing of when I'm like, all right, I gotta drop the kids off in Michigan and I'm going to go to Chicago to film something.
You said it like a Michigan girl.
Chicago. So I'm going to film something in Chicago the day before Thanksgiving. And then I have a flight from Thanksgiving to Michigan on Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I'm like thinking the positive, right? Because I'm going to go back to gratefulness because Thanksgiving, I'm grateful that I have, I booked a job. Like how cool is that, right?
And it's a little bit different than normal jobs for you.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm pumped.
You're going to love it.
I'm excited.
I am too.
So yeah, that's what my Thanksgiving plans are, KB.
I actually am leaving California and going straight to Michigan.
Hey.
And on Thanksgiving Day, I've come up with a term this year. Uh-huh. I call it unhosting.
Oh.
I know.
Talk to us about it.
Unhosting is the act of honoring oneself and not hosting a bunch of ungrateful people at a bed and breakfast that is actually your home over the holiday. So I'm unhosting this year and I'm flying into Michigan. Husband,
which part again in Michigan?
Ann Arbor area.
I'm Googling how far away we're going to be from each other. Okay.
Nothing can keep us apart, Kramer.
Well.
And if you drive like you did in LA, you'd be there in 5 minutes. So
when's the last time you didn't host? It's been a while, right?
8 years, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I tried to cancel Thanksgiving a few years back because I had a newborn and I had a toddler and I had a husband on the road. And then it lasted like a day and then it got reinstated.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh, we all remember. So does
KB,
my therapist.
We're only going to be 59 minutes apart from each other.
So she'll be there in 20.
Oh, it's doable.
Wait, can we hang? Oh my God, come over and watch the movie because my movie premieres the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, we fly out that day.
Cool.
Never mind.
But Tuesday or Wednesday, if you know, a little play day, I'm going to be in Chicago, but my kids will be there.
Oh, I'll go see Jolie and Jace.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can we make unhosting a trend?
Hashtag unhost.
That's kind of a cool thing.
I've never hosted.
You've never hosted?
Oh, I don't like hosting.
Well, I mean, I know you wouldn't cook, but like you could still have like you could cater, no?
Well, I've hosted
and had
like the family come in and cook.
Yeah.
But I just don't love it. It's not my thing. I feel you. I'd rather go to someone else's house.
And we have out of town relatives, so they come in and they stay for like days.
We don't have that. All our families in town at least.
So tell me why you don't. So you don't like hosting because you have to cook?
I just I like my own space.
Uh-huh.
And if they could come in and I could host them for a dinner and send them on their way with like a little pie tin of leftovers, it would be bliss for me. But instead, it's 2 days before, 2 days after, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's just, and I've always had little kids.
Right.
Teenies.
But Kat, for you, is it?
I think.
They wouldn't stay. So what is it?
Well, the problem is they do stay. You know, like I want to be somewhere when I can, where I can leave when I'm ready to leave.
Uh-huh.
Like if I'm done, I want to go.
Right.
You know, but they're at your house. It's like, all right, guys, time for y'all to go.
I love hosting.
You're a great host.
I don't like to cook, but I like to host.
Yeah, I like to cook. I actually like to host. I just would like everyone to leave.
I don't like
it. Hashtag unhost.
Unhost. We're going to the Lions game on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we're going to lose.
Oh, well, that's optimistic. Attitude.
They're playing the Bills.
Ooh. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Lions.
Catherine, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're going skiing.
Oh,
again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, unhosting.
Oh, again, don't host.
Yeah. Catherine's like, I've been unhosting since 2009.
I actually decided because the family dynamic was so weird around Thanksgiving and figured, and all our family was there. Like a couple years ago, we were like, let's just go away for Thanksgiving every year. And it's kind of nice.
I think it's fun too for you though, Kat, because like, since you and Nick are back together, it's like you guys love going on vacations together.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to be, cause I knew that was something that would like, you would like miss like the family vacation. Mm-hmm. So I think, it's cool that y'all are having like this moment too.
Yeah. Well, and it's
in the season.
It's the last vacation we took. Was this same vacation.
Oh.
Yeah. We went skiing at Keystone. So it was actually his idea. He's like, let's go back to Keystone.
Cute.
Like, yeah. So that'll be good. And we had a great vacation then.
I know. Like, we've always vacationed. Me, like, put his hand. Yeah.
Like held his hand for the first time.
I was like,
you
put his hand where?
Well, no.
Things are getting steamy.
Nick was like, she touched my hand.
That's so sad.
We
realized.
Went to first
look
base.
Look where you're at now, though. This
I
is great.
Know, this
you know?
Is great. So
separate hotel rooms this year? Brown chicken, brown cow? Tell us, Kat. What's the sex life like?
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I let's just say that something that episode. I promoted on my Instagram page took one too.
Oh, let's just say things are looking now. Up, if you will.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
On a side note, Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, my movie with Mario Lopez, Stepping Into the Holiday, is premiering on Lifetime. So it's a cute little movie. Y'all give it a little watch.
AC Slater and Jana Kramer.
Is it kid appropriate?
Oh, 1,000. Jolie's in it, and she's gonna. She's gonna watch it.
Oh yeah, I'll
watch
it with the kids.
But yeah, 100. It's Lifetime Christmas movie.
I know. That's
can
true.
I interview you on your own podcast?
Sure.
What's AC Slater like in real life?
So.
I feel bad that he's stuck there for me, but he just always will be.
I know, I feel bad because I say it too. Like, even when I was on Access this past week, I was like, I was nervous. It's AC Slater.
Forever.
You know, so it's like, I was so nervous to act with him. But he's great. Like, he's like, Kramer. He calls me Kramer.
I like it.
Kramer. I'm like, what? What's going on? But he's a great guy. And I had fun working with him. And it was really cool because we shot it in Columbia, Tennessee.
That's right.
So it was close-ish to home. Mm-hmm. And
do you kiss him in the movie?
There's always a Lifetime kiss.
I know. That's what I was counting on. I don't think we've talked about this. How did I not ask you if you kissed AC Slater?
You're not allowed to give away the kiss.
Yeah, but usually she will tell me. Like, I ask her.
That's true. You always ask, like, is this person a good kisser? But I feel like it's weird to say, like, if someone's a good kisser when they're, like, married.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. I didn't know.
Did you think about that one?
I didn't know he was married. No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's got like three kids. He's married. And she's amazing. She's also in the movie, Courtney Lopez. She's beautiful in the movie. And so, yeah, so I think, I don't know, can you separate that and also go like, a kiss is a kiss, right? Like, and honestly, like in those Lifetime movies, it's not like you're like passionate. Like, you have to have some kind of connection. Like, Mario and I for sure had like a good connection. I think it was out of like respect that like, you know, we're both parents and like, but like there's only one Lifetime. Two movies that I did that I didn't have connection. Like when I kissed the person.
Oh, want to name it?
It wasn't Mario. Yeah.
Still want to name it?
So no. I don't want to like hurt feelings, but it might've not been there for them either, but it's hard. Cause you got to like act.
Yeah, I'm like, to me, it's like a business kiss. So I'm like, do you even get to know if it's real?
Like, even in One Tree Hill with like Steven, I'm like rolling around, like, you know, in bed with him. And it's like 2 seconds later, when we're done kissing, it's like, all right, hey, what are you going to have for lunch today? You know, like the Caesar salad or because it's not supposed to be.
Not
but
real.
In the moment, it needs to be like that connection.
But if
so
there's
you have
not,
to be able to like be like, all right, we're not in love anymore. Oh, we're in love. Action. Oh, not in love anymore.
Does it make it hard to like actually work with them, though, if there's not that connection there?
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say that would make the whole movie hard, I would feel like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could no, because there's this guy that one of my girlfriends was on a TV show with and she was playing the wife of someone. And like he was just not great at all. And so she was just like she's like, how am I supposed to play his wife? But I mean that's when you just have to act, mm-hmm. you know?
A lot of us have played wife and we don't feel like it. I don't know. It feels like I could nail it sometimes, so you know? I mean, so, too soon.
Okay. No, I mean, it's true. So, but I mean, yeah, he wasn't a bad kisser. I'll say that.
Okay, good. AC Slater forever.
Yeah, but he was great. Now, I would like to be in a movie with my guy was Mark Paul.
Zach?
Duh.
With his giant phone. It's like literally like the size of my water bottle. It's like, hello?
He was my one. Were you Screech?
No.
Oh, rest in peace. But that guy was an asshole to me.
Oh, what?
Screech was.
He died.
I know. I said rest in peace first, but okay. It doesn't make what he said to me any better.
What happened?
We interviewed him when I was on air in Michigan.
Really?
On our morning show. And he was a dirtbag.
What did he do?
Rest in peace. Again, I mean, I hope you settled all of your things when you got up there, but he was so wildly inappropriate with me. We were doing a breakfast, like a live on air breakfast. He was doing the local comedy club. So he came in and he started, I mean, I was like 20, you know, baby Kristen. And just like
baby, Michigan Chris,
yeah, with a thick accent,
yeah. Aww.
And he was Screech, and I was just so happy to be in his presence.
You know, you were happy.
I was happy.
You were happy.
I couldn't have been any happier. Yeah. I can't even believe you're here.
That was the interview. Yeah,
And yeah, I spilled. There was some sort of like pancake batter. We were making pancakes, doing it all in the studio. It was really fun. You know, it sounded cool on air, and something happened where the pancake batter like spilled or it was on, and he goes, he made some inappropriate comment about
licking the batter off.
No, as if the batter was his batter. Right. And I'm 20 and I'm like, and now looking back, it's like a hashtag Me Too movement, you know?
Oh man.
I mean, I was just so taken back. I didn't know. And I'm very rarely at a loss for words, as I'm sure everyone is well aware, but I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Wildly inappropriate. I was super uncomfortable. I was young. I'm in there in my little station polo with my logo on, you know, just trying to make the best of it. And you're Screech. And now all of a sudden you're a dirtbag.
Oh, no.
I know. Hard
that
for me.
That sucks.
And I think he was just being funny. It's hard when...
That's inappropriate.
But he was like a comedian at the time. And you know, they get raunchy and like...
Right. It's like Saget would say like raunchy stuff.
But
we love
Bob,
but like he would never say that.
But then I was always like, is Bob really raunchy or is he just not have a dustbuster in his hand? Like, it's like we grew up with him being Danny Tanner. So when he said anything that was like a little, we were like, whoa, that's really racy. But it really is not.
I mean, he definitely got a little raunchy on.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he would have never.
Most comedians do.
Verbally assaulted me about pancake batter.
No, he wouldn't have.
That's tough when you meet someone that. You know, again, because growing up watching this show.
Right.
I mean, it's an iconic show. You meet them. You're excited to meet them. It's just like if I did the movie with Mario and he was a dirtbag or something, I would have been
heartbroken a little.
So I would have been so upset. Like, I've met someone in the music world where I was a ginormous fan of and they were not nice. And I was like, God, I wish I never met you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tricky.
Because it's like. Now that's what I think of when I think of your songs, as opposed to high school Jana singing.
Wait, do
nice
I? Are
country.
We thinking of the same?
Yep.
Oh no.
So
I was thinking of someone.
That's
I think
why
we have a lot of different thoughts in our brains.
So that's why, you know, I was like bummed about that. But you know, God, that's tough.
I hate to say that, even because he's not alive. So it feels, but it's still like
your memory and your
still my truth, Screech.
Still your truth. But yeah, in conclusion, watch the show, watch the movie. Little Jolie has a little part. It was super cute. All right. Before we get off of this Thanksgiving episode, what is two things you're grateful for and one thing the turkey can take when he leaves?
The turkey can take himself because I don't eat meat.
What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Turkeyless. Mm-hmm. Turkeyless and...
You're an impossible turkey.
Yeah, I am, actually. That should be my new handle on Instagram.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop macys.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen. You might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food. Yep. You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to click together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys or more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions, kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are, so I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Two things I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And two things, and one thing the turkey can take.
I really mean this when I say this. It's not because we're here, but this is what I'm grateful for.
No.
And I'll get emotional.
Oh, creepy.
I know. I feel like a person.
I thought we were going to get one episode without a tear. One.
We did, didn't we?
No.
Which one?
I'm so emotional, but I just miss like being myself. So yeah. This makes me feel like myself, like studio, you guys, LA, all of it. Like even when we're just mm-hmm. in your house, just like being a person and plugging in and not just feeling like a mom and a wife. My husband has a very successful career and he does a lot of big things. And I have just tabled a lot of what I've wanted to do for a long time to be able to be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool and make sure that we have front porch parties for him. And this is like wildly good for me. And I just feel like a person.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's good.
That's good. It's fun to see you shine too. And I think that's a good thing for, you know, you guys listening. It's if there's something that brings you to you, mm-hmm. to tap more into that and to follow that.
Yeah.
Catherine?
It's funny. Mine's kind of the opposite.
Oh.
She's no. like, actually, don't enjoy that.
No.
Actually, we needed Kristen to cry because actually, we're going to no. really flip this.
She's like, I quit.
No. And while we're here, I'm kidding. No, in the sense that I've always work. I'm kind of in like a place in my life where it's like I'm ready to like be home more, mm-hmm. and like set more boundaries. I think as the kids have gotten older, like I just want to be there more, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, so not that I'm talking about this specifically, but sure. like you've been home so much. Like now you want to get out and you want to,
so much.
And I'm in a place where, I mean, you have, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. I'm in a place where like I was hardly ever home.
Right.
You know? And so now it's like working from home and all that. It's like made me realize that like that's important. Mm-hmm. You know?
Also have really cool kids.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
And they're getting older and yeah, getting cooler.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
I can imagine.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all the stuff they do. And I'm thankful that I have the job that I do and I where I'm at in my life. Like, I am there in the after. Like, you prioritize your kids, Jana. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I get to prioritize my kids too because, mm-hmm. you know, we still work. But it's like, yeah. we're there in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Like, we make sure we're there to get our kids.
Yeah.
That's why this has been such a blessing, I
yeah.
think. Because it's always going to be mom first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it can fit right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the turkey taking?
Oh, turkey is taking.
And I want y'all to do this around your Thanksgiving table. Because I
Wait, hold on.
It.
You have to do what you're thankful
I
for
will.
First. Okay. Yeah. We'll come back to you. Mm-hmm. Hurry and stress.
Mm.
I want it out. It's hard.
I feel that. It's
yeah,
good.
It's hard. I want it gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a different life.
Yeah.
I'm the intentional
to, like,
living.
Embrace it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It took five people dying in a year, but I'm getting
yeah.
there. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Slow, calm, and only things that are good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's it.
Great.
And the turkey takes itself.
Yeah. Turkey's already gone.
Bye, turkey.
Got it. All right, Jana.
I will say what the turkey is taking is my self-doubt.
That's right.
Good.
The church said amen.
I feel like in the last month, I've done things. Now it's my turn.
Good.
No.
Yay.
Good.
I like it when there's a double cry.
A double cry. I don't bet on myself a lot. And I feel like I've taken a lot of chances the last month on, you know, taking that one movie role. I bet on myself with that. And I took, you know, I passed up on a movie role that was a lot of money for a role that literally was like $2,000 just because I wanted to prove to myself I could play something different.
Mm-hmm.
And the bet, you know, paid off and I made huge fans and now I'm going to do more movies with them. And then even like the audition that I ended up getting, I was so stressed that day. Poor Catherine. I have to show the bloopers because I was like, God, yeah. I can't do this. And I was just like, when you actually believe in yourself and you bet on yourself, like you will win. So mm-hmm. I want to get rid of like the self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the turkey's going to take. And then on today's episode of Wind Down, I am going to say that I am grateful for where I'm at co-parenting right now. My ex has been really great with helping me with the schedule and just understanding kind of my emotions around the holiday and working with me to be like, all right, hey, like when can, you know, maybe you can come over to see the kids this day and knowing it'd be long. And I just like, there's so many times where I think our experience was really tough in our marriage, but now I can like, I want to give moments when it is good to say, yeah. like, they're, you know, I'm grateful that we can have moments that are kind and we can have empathy towards each other.
Yeah.
When travel and work and holidays come together.
I predicted this a little though. Do you remember? I said, I felt like you guys will always be friends. I felt like you were better friends.
I think it goes in waves and I think
sure.
we had some stuff. And
I'm not saying you're braiding each other's hair at this point.
Yeah. Well, he has. But
there's a lot of things. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, so I just want to at least call out something positive because sometimes I feel like it's just like, you know,
yeah,
always on the negs. So I'm trying to go for looking on the positive is where my mind is going.
We actually talked about you behind your back
today. I was about to say, we just talked about this in the car. Yeah.
In a good way.
In a very positive way. So I had told her about everything changing. Because, you know, Carl had to tell him we were changing our flight. And I was like, actually, I heard her on the phone today with Mike, and I was so impressed with how y'all handled that. I mean, I didn't really hear his words, but it seemed like he was really receptive, and it was just, I was impressed, and I was telling her that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Anywho. But yeah,
that's actually a really big deal.
It is.
Baby steps.
That's right.
So I think the moral of all of this is step into who you are, believe in yourself, and look at the positive, even when things can be hard and tough and difficult. And on another note, we are so thankful for you guys for listening to this podcast. We would not be here if you didn't listen. And we hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving, and let that turkey leave with any negative thoughts and doubts. And
unhost if you need to.
And unhost if you need to.
That's right.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love, made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.